Good on you, Troy. Welcome back to Good Morning Perth. The legend from Bruce Rock, the Wally Foreman story, has been penned by son Glenn. Now, I grew up with Wally Foreman on my television, on my radio, and in my role with Network 10 when Wally was the head of the WA Institute of Sport. And this is a great read, Glenn. Well done by you.
Thanks very much, Tim, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to come in.
Okay, so why the book? Of course, you lost your dad suddenly in 2006, and we're 10, 11 years down the track now. Has it been 10 or 11 years in the making?
It started in 2011. I gave a journalism lecture at a university. And one of the students came up to me afterwards and said, I just wanted to let you know that I'm doing sports journalism and broadcasting because of your dad. And I thought that was really nice, but at the same time, it made me realise that at some point there is going to be a generation of sports enthusiasts or even just West Australians in general that have never heard of the name Wally Foreman. I made a public comment to that effect, and I got a text message from the editor of the Sunday Times at the time, now the West, Brett McCarthy, who said, you should write his biography. Naively, I immediately jumped into it, thought it was a great idea, and said, yeah, fantastic.
One of the funniest, most intelligent, honest people I've ever worked with, and whether that be in the media world or whether that be in the professional world of sporting administrator stroke TV man. The day that Wally left us sticks with me, probably sticks with you far greater than it does with me, but it rocked our world. It rocked everyone's world because no one had any idea.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It wasn't. So I've split this book up into three parts, right? Sort of pre-Wace, Wace, post-Wace, and then the period where he passed away. And when I got to that fourth part, writing about when he passed away, I suddenly realised that for 10 years, my brain had blocked out a lot of it. There was literally black holes that I could not remember. And I'd be interviewing my brother Mark and my mum and family members, and they'd be talking about things and I'd be thinking, I actually don't even remember that. And then or there might be other times when they'd say something and I'd say, wow, that was right, I completely forgot about that. You know, we all deal with grief in different ways, but I think one of the huge silver linings of this project for me is that it did give me a chance to deal with Dad's death, and my hope is that for all of those people who were grieving about it, 3,000 people turned up to his memorial service.
I was there. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You can have your Wildcats, your netball, your concerts. It was an amazing experience. And when you go onto YouTube and you put in Wally Foreman, some of the funny stuff he's been involved with and that impromptu live element, whether it be radio or TV, probably not so much captured in the book, but the book is, as you say, written in the first person. I see it popped up in Minneapolis, I think, with Russell Wolf, great West Aussie man over there. He's read it.
Yeah, look, there's some key people that were pivotal in this and that just helped me tremendously. And so wherever they were in the world, there was one of them was in the UK and Russell Wolf in America, and I sent it off to them.
The word legend is thrown around, so is champion and great. Your dad is a legend. He's a legend in my world. I was very lucky enough to, as I said, work alongside him, work against him, work with him, just cross paths with him in the industry. The legend from Bruce Rock, the Wally Foreman story. Glenn, you should be very proud of that, mate. And we look forward when the book is out and about. We've got one to give away down the track, and it is a beautiful book, and you want to get a hold of it. Everyone knows Wally Foreman, knows the name Wally Foreman. Congratulations, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much for the opportunity.